love Might Delete Later.
I bloody hope you do. You can support our show by using the new Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment.
Just smash that link in the show description and support us now so we can keep making this podcast.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, hey, welcome to Might Delete Later, the show where we scroll back through the timelines of people we really like and ask them about what they first posted, what they worst posted, what they regret, what they love, what their relationship with social media is like.
I'm Gina, I love social media, and I wrote the script for this and made Stevie say, well, hey!
Thank you for admitting that. I'm Stevie, and I don't like it. I don't like social media or the script. Which is very cool because each to their own.
Sure. This week we had the excellent Ben Hurst on. Ben is the facilitator for the Good Lad Initiative, which is a network that aims to encourage young men to explore their relationship with masculinity and also focus on positive masculinity instead of toxic masculinity. He's basically the only dude I know who's actually doing the work.
Ben is a brilliant speaker. He's very, very funny, and he was very honest. I think it was very refreshing to see somebody have this such a no bullshit attitude towards social media.
Yeah, that's true. And he uses it like how he wants, and he doesn't really pain over it in a way that maybe I do or you do or listeners do.
I definitely do.
Yeah, I found that really helpful to talk to him. It was very, he set some real good boundaries with it too, which felt very healthy to listen to.
Yes. Most of this podcast, we should say, was recorded pre-coronavirus, which you may pick up on. But as this is all about living your life online, something, let's be honest, we're doing a lot of right now, we hope you find it an interesting listen. Listen, that's listen in French. And follow us on at Might Delete Later Pod so you can see all the posts that Ben's referring to in his episode.
This is what happened when we met Ben Hurst.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hiya.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
How you doing?
It's real nice to have you. So, what Stephen. Would you like to delete this week, Gina?
Okay, me. I would like to delete toasters.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like in their current form, it's almost like someone invented them and then they never made them better. Like, why do all the crumbs come out the bottom? For one,
the crumbs.
Yeah, you know, like you use a toaster for 6 months and then there's crumbs everywhere. Like, what the fuck?
That's true.
Why can't it just make things perfectly like toasty and brown? Why is it either burnt or half done or
this
like?
Is, oh my god!
It's like an object that just hasn't been invented well enough, and like no one's developed it better.
The little rat. That you like, you go like, oh cool, there's a rack for my muffins.
Yes.
And then it doesn't toast anything.
No, it's shit.
Why is there a different temperature setting? Surely there is a correct temperature
for
toast.
Bread.
Well, apparently I just found out because I eat a lot of hot cross buns because they're fucking so good.
They're delicious, they are.
And because they've got so much sugar in the bread, so it toasts a lot faster.
Right, so that's why you need different settings.
Exactly. So I would delete toasters and I'd come back with one in a better form.
Like a microwave toaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to delete overcomplicated menus. So when you go into a restaurant and you're like, cool, what will I have? The pomme de fritout with the jus de pouf. You're like,
the jus de pouf?
The jus de pouf?
The jus de pouf.
What's that?
Why are there so many adjectives?
And everything. And then they'll say, you'll like ask what it is. And then the waiter will be like, oh, it's mashed potato. You're like, why didn't you say
why
that?
Why didn't you just say mashed potato?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, go on, Benjamin.
What would I delete?
Benjamin Job
today,
Hurst.
Today, I would, so I would delete today the construct of sleep.
Ooh,
okay. What? Why would you delete the beauty of sleep?
Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Okay. Well, tell me why it doesn't work.
I've had broken sleep for like the last
decade.
3 months. Like, decades sounds better, but 3 months but it's actually been 3 distressing. Months. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just not working. It's just not doing what it's supposed to do. Do you know what I mean? And I just feel like if we didn't have to do that, I would be a more productive person.
I mean, I feel
I'd still not do anything for like 8 hours a day. Like, I'd still rest.
Yeah.
But just actually having to sleep to recharge your body doesn't work.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like...
It's a lot.
And stress. Then you're stressed, like, you're anxious because yeah. you're like, I'm meant to be sleeping. Like, oh. And then you're fucking YouTube and it's just... Do you know what I mean?
Like, I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel like you just need a power down instead of a sleep because a sleep right. bit is too stressful.
Well, certain people just have that, don't they? And certain people just don't. Like, you sleep whenever you go to bed.
No, I don't.
Okay, interesting. Oh,
you
no.
You sleep whenever you go to bed?
Gina was like the one that just head hits a pillow, she's gone.
Like a dead person. Like, it's unbelievable. I can sleep anywhere. I used to think my eyes open when I was a baby.
Yes, that was. Oh. We thought she was
which
dead.
Was cute.
Quite, no, we're not.
Cute.
Zombie dead baby. And I can sleep anywhere, and I will sleep. I go to bed at 6 p.m., I'll wake up at 4 p.m. If you don't wake me up, I won't wake up. It's
whereas I can't sleep.
You've never been able to sleep.
But yeah. I've started to get better at sleeping, and you've got worse.
Yeah, I'm just stressed in it. Weird how you're so, you glow so much when you don't sleep.
A lot of highlighter and sweat.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Yes, my name.
You and your work. Tell us at the beginning a little bit about your work, just so we get an idea of who Benjamin really is.
Oh, that's not who I really am, though. But
yeah, but people
work.
Need to know it. And okay, also what yeah. you're like as a person. You don't give a shit about anything.
Just oh, I don't care. my work, I work for a gender equality organisation called mm-hmm. the Good Lad Initiative. Shout out, gang. It's not a gang.
Oh my god, you've got a gang member on.
Oh, my
cool.
Gosh.
Yeah, I didn't think that's what you did. But.
No. And we work with men and boys in schools and universities and corporates doing stuff around masculinity. So mainly facilitating conversations on what it means to be a man, what we like about it, what we don't like about it, what we would change if we could change stuff. And then I do a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, I do some podcasting, I do lots of public speaking now, which yes. is cool in like the last year. I just joined a trustee board for something else. So I'm on two boards. Oh. I'm so cool. Oh my
you're
gosh. What the heck? I'm a model. I forget.
Oh, wow.
I've been modeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm just in the Speedo campaign. But that's not everywhere.
That, you know what I mean?
I just did a Nike thing. Whoops.
I mean, I just did a, yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. You'd know if you followed me, but
my face.
Don't worry about it.
I followed you back just before we started recording. Come on.
My favourite recent quote of yours was like, I saw Ben recently and we were just hanging out. Where was that chicken place? Went to a chicken shop.
Oh, Roosters.
Yeah. We were at Roosters and he was just sitting there like in his chair, like halfway down the chair, just like a little head just popping over the table. Mm. And he was like, we were just want the Nike he'd just done. And I was like, it's really great. And like, it was really cool just to see you do that. And you're really good at it. And he was like, no, it's great. And he was like, do you know what? After that Nike ad, I was walking through London and I was like, I think I own the city. Like, the city is my city.
It's actually mine. Do you know what I mean?
Well done.
But
congrats.
It's not. I checked myself relatively
sure.
quickly.
You did,
but that
it
is
just
the
funny.
Feeling. That's the feeling.
But I think we've all felt like that when we've done something good and we're like, do you know what? I normally feel shit about myself, but today I feel like I'm allowed to be here now.
I actually own the world. In this moment, I am the king of everything. I'm the
great.
Queen.
That is lovely.
So great.
And what's your like overall relationship to like Instagram, social media in general? Like, how do you feel about it?
So my Instagram bio is, what does it say? Let's find it. Doing things that really matter in the world while simultaneously stunting for the gram. Mm. Watch my TED talk below. So
mainly following people to your TED talk.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's the function of it, essentially. But Instagram, I think for me, has always just been Instagram.
Right.
It's actually more carefully considered than people think it is.
Yeah.
But it's carefully considered because I think it's really easy to fall into like allowing it to become who you are, and I don't ever want it to be that. Like, I want it to be like, I know people like make comments all the time about, oh, like it's a highlight reel and blah 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 blah. I try not to do that. Like, I try to post good and bad stuff.
Great.
Or like good and widely irrelevant stuff, but mostly it's just for me to like look cool. I like, do you know sure. what I mean? Like, I feel like if I ever have kids, I want to be able to show them my Instagram and be like, I was cool when I was your age.
Yeah.
What have you done? Do something with your. Do you know what I mean? Like,
born.
What, have,
what
you
have you
done? You're pathetic. You,
and
you
that
silly
highlights.
Fetus.
You'll be a great dad.
Yeah, I know. Like, do better.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Like, it's just like, not even necessarily highlights, but just cool stuff.
You just have fun with it, I think.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Do you ever feel sometimes if you're posting quite a lot of like, you looking great, you like you say the balance, you want to be like, I'll just post, you know, I'm having a down day, or maybe I'm like, or something that isn't, because I found that, and then you seem like you're really like doing that
falsely as well, being like, today I was like riddled with anxiety.
I just wanted to show you me crying.
Yeah. And like, I still look pretty because then I'll put like a filter on it and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
what am I doing here? Yeah. I don't understand.
Then I spiral and then I don't. And then I realize that I haven't. So then the problem has not been solved. I'm still just being like, I'm cool when I'm not.
Yeah.
How do you like, I don't know, deal with that?
So I started doing this thing. Oh, you called it a hearse trap. That's the thing.
I called it a hearse trap, yeah.
So I started doing this thing where I got to a point where I was like, oh, people obviously think that life is just really easy. Mm. And it's not. Like, it's really hard. Like, I think the type of work that I do anyway is like, you don't get paid a lot to do it, first of all. Mm. And second of all, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I have a very, like, I have a manner which makes things look easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're so like laid back.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's all chill. And it started to piss me off because people started commenting about it. And I was like, I think it was at a period of time where like loads of work was coming my way and there was like loads of like high, bigger profile stuff.
Yeah.
That people look at and they're like, I think it sometimes makes people feel a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
So people started making these like really like sneaky comments and I was like, oh, I don't like this. No. So I'm just going to show that like I have to wake up 3 times a week at 5 in the morning or like whatever it is that you have to do. Do you know what I mean?
Got it.
And it's not necessarily like me posting, oh, I'm so sad.
It's literally great though, because I didn't realise either. Like you go on Instagram stories and you see like everyone, what people are doing, what their jobs are and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
but
yeah.
you see the highlight of the job. You don't see us on the tube here to Sony. It takes an hour
in
to get
Russia,
here.
I mean? Being like,
yeah. So Ben would just be like, imagine you're holding your phone, you know, from underneath like your face, just like where your legs are. And he'd just doing be like, poo. Video and he's doing a poo.
Yeah,
lovely.
Ben would just do poos on Instagram. And it was just like, I get it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. So he's real.
I just get it. But it was like, he would just video his face and he's just sitting on a train like this and it just stays on his face. So he's just kind of like, whatever he's doing. And there's a song in the background that's just like, I don't know, like something to do with like work or like Kanye or like whatever, and it just says like 5 a.m. and it's just like, it's just nice to see because you're like, oh, it's the moments that there's nothing to show.
That's probably the way to balance it out, is to show the reality of the everyday life. Yeah,
but it's like everything, isn't it? It's just having the choice to be like, post what you want to post and be like, oh, this is crap or this is good or whatever. But it's just like, sometimes you have to tell yourself to do that, because otherwise you just look like you're nailing it at everything.
Yeah.
And like you said to me recently, Ben, you were like, I don't really equate work with fun anymore.
No.
Like, and I've started to, I have this guilt thing where I'm like, I'm so lucky to do that. I think it's also like a white guilt thing where it's like, oh, like, fuck me, I get to choose to do this work. So like, I want to be like, oh yeah, no, it is great. It's great. I'm really lucky to do it. It's great. But I actually don't feel like it's great. It's actually really hard and emotionally really hard.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah.
It's pretty emotionally draining.
And you have to be honest about that, I think.
Yeah.
How do you switch off? Because the stuff that you do is, you must get, or do you get quite a lot of like messages from people asking for help or like, you know, like educating people? Like, how do you switch off after
thinking about the kids, thinking about the questions?
I think so. I have like a go-to response, which is like, I'm really glad when somebody messages me, if I don't want to talk about something, I'm just like, I'm really glad that resonated with you. Thanks for sharing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's generally, for me, it's done. But I'm not somebody who like, what would my grand say? Like, you don't suffer fools. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
If
I don't want to do something, then I'm not going to do it.
You're and very
I
can, good I'm, with boundaries.
Yeah, I would just say that I didn't want to do it. I think probably the hardest bit of it is like an internal pressure rather than anything that other people like expect from me.
Yeah.
Also, like, my following's not that big. Like, my Instagram's not that on and popping. But I think I have like a lot of engagement with a small group of people, which is really nice. But sometimes I'm just like, I think my whole demeanor is very like, catch me on a good day, maybe we can have a conversation.
Yeah,
catch me on a bad day,
true, yeah,
we'll talk about something else.
Right,
I think that's good though.
Yeah,
because you struggle with that. Because
I'm the opposite.
The people that message Gina, and then Gina, you do respond.
Oh, to everyone.
Yeah,
because you feel bad. But like, I just want to rip the phone out of your hands and shove
but
it
then
up.
It's also
smash
like
this
ass.
Google phone to shred.
Yeah,
team Google smash it.
It's a great
phone. I also
think
there's like a. There's a slight thing where, because it's online and offline, right? And like, if you're doing the work offline, which we both do,
yeah,
I find the online stuff is hard to deal with because it's more frequent. But I find the hum of the offline, like not being able to switch off from the conversations, not being able to stop thinking about the things, is actually the thing that means I can't sleep. Because I'll be lying in bed like, how do I formulate that when I'm doing that speech? Or like, that woman asked me that question, I didn't answer it properly. And like, how do I...
Yeah,
it's more the offline stuff that gets into my brain.
What's the difference between like... You've always been a great sleeper. The only difference is that
now
you are consistently having to deal with messages that you want to have to deal with, because people ask you really like intense stuff that you want to help,
but constantly, and also you're constantly being checked by your followers as well, where they're like, hang on, why have you thought about this?
Yeah, but I don't, well, the thing is I don't lose sleep over the social media thing. I lose sleep over the real life work.
Yes, but I mean, the only difference is that now you are having to engage in social with your phone a lot more.
Yeah, in a new way. That's true.
I think the problem is with social media are people. It's not even that you can't switch off, because you can switch off from it, but people have access to you
all the
24
time.
Hours of the day, and they will demand it. Like, they will demand stuff from you, and you don't owe them anything. Like, regardless of, and I think like social media is an interesting conversation anyway, because it's like, did you build your platform, or is your platform built by all of the people who are part of that community? Or like, and I don't know, but I just take a hard line of like, oh, I don't owe anyone anything. Like, if I decide to come off really of this, good. I don't exist here anymore, and I still exist in real life, and I'm still doing stuff, and it matters. Like, that for me is like where the work happens. And also in real life, when you're working, it's like a 3-hour period where you're focused on that thing. So I can give 110% to that thing for that period of time. But with social media, it's like 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody's always, and I don't know how you guys do it because
I don't get, I've got a small following. I'm not an activist, and all the comments I get, things like, ha, yeah. And I'm like, what do you want from me?
You're like, please.
Just leave me alone. And they do like a laugh crying emoji or something. I'm like, great. But I still feel like I'm constantly being like, oh yes, okay, fine. So the fact that you guys are able to just have a boundary is really good.
I think I can learn a lot from how Ben feels. We're going to look at your first post.
Okay.
Which was a picture, a Polaroid, and it's lying on a desk and it's surrounded by kind of Christmas ribbons.
Oh,
and it says, family business featuring Christmas gremlin on my shoulder, and you're surrounded by your family members, and you have an adorable tiny little lady on your back who's got like a white flower in her hair, and she's got her arms wrapped around your neck, and you look super happy. Tell us about this post.
You can see it on at Might Delete Later Pod. We've posted it.
No, I can see.
Okay, great.
Oh, this is my babes. So this is my my mum, my youngest sister. So I've got three sisters, and then my oldest sister's youngest daughter. Okay. So my niece, and she is also my goddaughter, because I am the baby, so I got the last one. Got the last one, brilliant. But she is low-key the best one, even though we don't have favourites.
No, sure.
And this was at Christmas, so we were at my sister's house, my oldest sister's house, and I think one of my other sisters took a photo, and then I was just like, oh, this is nice. And I think at this period in time, I wasn't posting on Instagram very much at all. Like, I deleted all of my posts before that? Maybe I deleted everything.
What year was this?
Started
I haven't
again.
Got it
2016.
Okay, so you've been like posting regularly for like a couple of years.
Not even regularly. Six, yeah, but like, years. Yeah. Maybe.
When you feel like it.
What made you start posting regularly? As in, what was the.
Yeah, why did you
come back? The clout, man.
We all need the clout life.
No, so one of my friends, me and my friend Chris, shout out Chris, decided that we were going to become photographers.
Great.
And we went and bought some field cameras, and we were like, let's just post like all of our film
Sick
photography
stuff.
Online. Love so it. We did that for like maybe a couple of months, and then we got bored, and we were like,
I mean, literally everyone's life. Sure. Like, yeah. All of us do that shit all the time.
We're like, I need to just be a photographer now, and then you're like, oh, actually no.
Yeah. So wait, so this Christmas, so 2016. So what is based around this photo? What is Christmas like with your family?
Oh, it's lit, man. Do you know what, actually? Let me tell the truth. It is really fun, incredibly stressful.
I think it is for everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of us. So I've got three older sisters, and then I've got my mum and my dad, and then now six nieces, which was four.
Oh, my gosh.
Between, like, 13 now. Georgia's the oldest, 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then down to newborns. So my sister just had twins in Australia, which is dope.
Oh, my God.
And they're coming over.
So visit.
So Christmas is like a hot box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't a hot box weed?
Christmas
is like everybody mad stoned. No, it's super chill, but it's also not chill at all.
So much going on.
Yeah, and then we have also like a big extended family. So like there's loads of people like between the houses, and everybody's visiting everyone. And it was really nice until I stopped getting presents, and then it was just trash.
Yeah, when you're not like the kid,
you know
when
I mean?
You're not like, the child in the family anymore, and you're like, hang on.
You're like, so I have to facilitate your joy instead of like, you facilitate mine. My job as a facilitator everything. All year. Yeah. This will take my joy for one
please,
day.
On the one day that exists for everyone.
Can I have
it's
it?
It's not for me now.
Or not.
Do you know what I mean? I'd rather just give the money to Jesus.
Yeah, but, I mean, for, yeah, that would work. Yeah. How would you do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I
well, then you give it to the church. That's what you
sure.
But that's not the same person.
Okay,
no. Definitely not the same thing.
Stevie, I'm so sorry.
I thought Jesus was in all of the clergy. Jesus is every clergy.
I think Jesus was in everybody.
I'm so sorry. Stevie just found out about Christianity.
Look, that's really hard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You have a post that you regret posting, or you are a deleter?
So do you know what? I'm not a deleter. I do things with my chest. But what I do is I post more recklessly to my stories than I post to main feed. And I don't really... by and large... my Instagram is very, in my mind, it's very clear what it exists for. So I don't regret very much. There's only one thing I regretted. Actually, you were in it. But not because you were in it. Let me see if I can find it.
Did you delete it? Did you block me?
Did I delete it? Did I block? Yeah. No, it was a post about a panel that we were on.
What were we on?
We were on...
Shoreditch House?
Yeah.
Shoreditch House, 100 Women I Know.
Yeah.
Fancy Members Club.
So I saw Ben for the first time speak for 100 Women I Know at Rich Mix.
Yeah.
I saw him speak, and then I was like, he's cool, and I'll be friends with that person. Because I was like, if I was on that panel, I'd just be like, I'm not going to speak, I just want to listen to what you're saying. Mm. So then I made Ben my friend. And then we did a panel for the same initiative, but at Shoreditch House.
And what did you post in your stories?
I literally posted... Shout me if you're trying to roll. So I posted the flyer.
Yeah.
With the people tagged.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's why you regret it.
Why do you regret that?
Because that for me was the beginning of people having a problem with me online.
Was it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Because somebody had messaged me and was like, are there any queer, non-binary or trans speakers on this panel?
Mm-hmm.
And I said... I was a bit arsy. I was like, I don't know. Are there? Because I just think you can Google it if you want to know.
Yeah,
do you know
find
what I mean?
Out.
Like,
yeah.
Just Google it yourself. But they were like, oh, how would I know? You're on the event, not me. And it was the first time, apart from being trolled. So when I did the TED Talk last year, I got some random trolling on Twitter,
which
is very foreign to me. And I don't engage online in that way. I don't put out opinions and thought pieces unless it's a piece of work that I've done in real life that is now living online.
Yeah.
So it was super weird to get trolled, but this was a little bit different because it was like somebody that I had given space to. I think that's the other thing about social media for me is I think people know whether we're friends or not on social media.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So you know whether you can speak to me about stuff
or
you can speak into my situations or into my life or whatever.
Mm.
And I just felt like it was a real abuse of that. And so it was super uncomfortable for
me.
It's
holding you to account for something that you not necessarily are able to do, really.
You're like, why?
It is, to an extent, my responsibility.
As a general topic, important, but it's immediately, as soon as you put anything out, people are like, so tell me this, so why are you doing this? And
You're doing a lot of work in one area. Good work in one area. You can't do excellent work in every area.
Yeah.
And I think it's very hard.
And I do think there is a responsibility to be you are accountable for what you post.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So if I am posting something, I should know, and it was a lesson learned for me. Even though I did know when I posted it.
You didn't post you didn't post anything bad. You just posted about a thing you were doing, and it just so happened that there wasn't the diversity that that particular person
there actually
wanted.
Was the diversity. That's the thing that's weird as well, is I'm also black. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't look at myself and think, if the panel was all black men, it's a different conversation, but it's not. Like, I'm the only person of colour. Well, not the person panel. Of colour, but
well,
like,
no, because Selma was there, but yeah.
But it's just a weird vibe. And then I thought, I don't know what somebody wants from me in that moment.
Suddenly, it's opened up and he's like, oh, I've got an audience now that are going to hold me to account to things. Suddenly, it's not just me just posting fun things. Yeah. And then people just like,
I mean? And also, when your life and your work is doing that work all the time off Instagram.
Yeah.
When you enjoy Instagram for what you enjoy it for, which is like posting fun stuff, like the interviews you're doing, the photos, the modeling stuff, like the really fun, it's your space to have like a nice time and be like, look at the sick stuff I'm doing. I feel good about this stuff and I'm excited to share it.
Yeah.
And your life is doing all this other work. Then it's like when you start sharing that stuff on Instagram, it's like me, where my entire existence becomes a conversation about everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's and so like, we can talk to you about
this. We can pull you and up you on had that one anytime. Space. Yeah. So I guess putting that event up was like, oh, I'm dipping my toe into this space now, being about everything I do offline. Actually, I want the space to be this.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
I just want it
good.
To be cool pictures. Yeah. And I don't know, man. I just think like there is a space for people to have opinions.
Yeah.
And definitely like say what you think and express yourself. But also, like, I am not here for that.
Yes.
I'm not here for your opinion.
Yeah, you're not constantly on the panel at all times.
And it was I don't know, it was a super weird time because it gave me like loads and loads of anxiety.
But yeah, I'm sure it did.
And I was in therapy at the time, I think, and I was talking about it like regularly with my therapist. And I was like, I don't understand it. Duh, 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 duh. But the reality, like also the reality of therapy is you pay £60 to £100 for every session.
Yeah.
So I spend, do you know what I mean? And I think this is that like the idea that people have of like doing the work and blah, 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 blah. And everything's so glamorous and it's so cool. But actually I'm spending £60 to talk about how someone's upset me because they were a dickhead online.
Yeah.
And they were meant to be my friend at that point in time. Mm. And I just think that's the actual reality of it. Because what I wanted to do was very different. Like, I just wanted to like be a dickhead and post loads of indirect stories about them and like say horrible things and like get everybody to like galvanize and support me and whatever. But then actually like stepping out of that and being like, well, I'm upset about this and let me check in with how I'm feeling and process it and get to a better space and all of that. It just takes a lot of effort.
And try and understand their point of view, which sometimes is you feel like it's so draining to do that, but it's so important to do that all the time on social media.
Whereas
you do just want to be like, nah! Like when you're with your campaign, some people would just say stuff and occasionally you'd be like, oh, really great at being like, you know what, actually, really great on you. But thank you for your discourse. And then sometimes you'd be like, fuck you,
bitch.
Literally,
and 9 out of 10 times.
She just
like,
snapped. And I love it.
And like, do you know what? Like, I'm proud of that because, like, we grew up and I am very, like, me and my dad are the same. When we argue, we're both the last word. I'm not good at learning.
Yeah.
I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 years, I've had to become better because I've had all these people who have questions and challenge me on things all the time. And I'm really thankful for that. And I've actually enjoyed it. But 9 out of 10 times, I will be all for it. And then once I'll be like, do you know what? I'm doing the most I can. So I don't need this right now.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I just want to have a second off to just be a person for a sec. You know?
Yeah. I get it because of the people that do laugh crying emojis on my thing. I get it.
Oh my God, I know. I get it a lot.
Can relate.
I really can relate.
Hashtag can relate.
And is there a post that you're proud of?
Everything I've posted?
Yeah. I'm proud of my damn self. No.
Good.
Post that I'm proud of. I would say, do you know what? I would say the TED Talk stuff.
Yeah.
But then I also think, super lame. Not super lame, it's cool. But I think the post that I'm most proud of is maybe the Wingstop photo. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about when I say that, but
we will post it to at Mike Delete Later Pod.
See it. Explain what it is.
So I posted, so basically, Wingstop is a restaurant. Shout out Rick Ross, biggest boss.
Oh my God, Rick Ross is the best.
And we went to Wingstop after, I think we went to an event at Somerset House.
Lovely.
So it was like a Soul Action event. It was like a big rave and it was sick. And then we went to Wingstop afterwards and we were eating chicken and Almas, my ex-partner, took a photo of me and it was...
Oh, I remember this photo.
Right? I love this picture.
Oh, it's just you looking excellent
element
with wings.
Element.
And then I just posted the dumbest fucking caption, like just the most trash. And like, but I just did it as if I really, like I just, when I
really
post captions,
it.
I try and channel my inner Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
I just try and like say things as if I 100% wholeheartedly believe that this is the correct philosophy on life.
Absolutely. What was your wing philosophy?
So my wing philosophy is we wear sunglasses inside and eat our wings with gloves on because that's what it means to be iconic. Each of us must ask ourselves whether or not we are willing to bear the burden of and carry the cross of coolness. It's not easy being this saucy in front of the camera while onlookers mutter under their breath, but we don't do this for the onlookers. We do this for the culture. We do this for the unborns. And then,
and then
it was like just hashtags from an interview that Kanye did where he was just chatting. I am Picasso. I am Warhol. I am Steve Jobs. Walt Disney, Google, Nike, Mark Parker. It's just, I just chatted shit.
I love that shit though.
That's excellent.
But then Wingstop reposted it. And I felt, do you know what I mean? Like they were like, oh, this guy's cool. And I was like, yes! This is all I want from social media is validation for being cool.
That's excellent. Do you know what
I
mean?
Oh, and also I did this editorial the other day. So it was an editorial for Postscript magazine. Mm. And they're like they describe themselves as a cultural anthology. Mm. So it's like a journal, but like it's super cool. Mm. And it was on work, but I think it was the first interview that I'd had about work where the person was actually genuinely interested in me.
Oh, lovely.
So like we had I think we sat in my kitchen for like 3 hours and chatted about it.
So nice.
And then we shot it on like the hottest day of summer in Wanstead Flats, which is like, it's not even a field, Gina. It's like literally in the middle of the hood. Do you know what I mean? Like it was, and there were like crackheads like behind the trees.
Or something.
I was changing. People were like looking at me like half naked, and I was like, "This is super awkward," but also, it's lit.
Yeah, doing it for the gram and for the journal.
Do you know what I mean? For the journal.
I'm gonna read one of the quotes from you from Postscript interview.
Go for it.
Positive masculinity for me is where you can be a man and feel like a man and have access to all the masculine characteristics and all of the feminine characteristics with none of the abusive power.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Just like really great. Like sometimes you do an interview, right? And they like take a quote and you're like, oh, why did you take that one?
You said that.
Like that doesn't really give the fabric of what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I felt like all the quotes were like great. I'm just going to also read another quote from that because I just want to read it because it's important to me.
It's important to me.
I just have to say this because like in the space I'm in, I think this quote needs to be on everyone's wall. To talk about men being trash without talking about patriarchy does a disservice because you're giving people that ammunition to fire shots, but you're not giving them the framework to understand who the enemy is.
Yeah, that was a good quote. Very good quote.
I'm smart.
You are, mate.
I get furious when people just, yeah.
It's so easy to say.
The men are trash thing. It's so massive on Twitter. And it's like, it's become like almost like a meme.
It's a joke.
But also it's a joke.
But now it becomes a cultural touch point and there's no context.
And people aren't using it as a joke. And people use it to just shut down any helpful conversation that could be happening.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I think that's a great piece of work to be proud of. And your previous wings one is truly excellent.
Yes.
Well.
Congratulations on the wings. Real, real good.
So next we're going to play Follow on Follow Block. I'm going to give you, my favourite. We're going to give you three people.
Okay.
And I've chosen them.
Okay.
Because
if I chose them, I don't know you. That would be
super weird.
Like her friend Alice. Like you'd be like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know her friend Alice. Yeah.
So me.
Yeah.
Toni Morrison and Kanye West.
Bearing in mind that Gina's in the room right now.
And it's Toni Morrison and Kanye West. You have to follow one, unfollow one, and block one. And you've got to realise there is a difference between blocking and unfollowing.
Yeah, because you notice when someone's when someone's blocked you. You don't really know when someone's unfollowed
you. You got rid of
you,
someone in your life.
Yeah.
Have a real think.
Oh, this is brutal. This is so bad.
I know.
Oh, my
What's
gosh.
What's the point in playing it if it's easy?
What's the what?
Point
What's
of
the point in
playing it?
All right, let me give you the workings out.
So yeah, go on.
Okay.
My social media exists primarily for me to enjoy my life.
Yes.
Therefore, primarily...
I blocked Gina.
I will follow my friends. So I would follow Gina.
Nice. That's nice.
Because I actually know you in real life and I genuinely care about what you're doing. So I'd rather see that than see other stuff. In theory, I could... So based on my current following, based on who I follow at the moment, I could block Kanye. Do I even follow Kanye? Does Kanye even have an Instagram? I could block Kanye and still know what Kanye is doing and still see stuff and still enjoy. Toni Morrison is actually... So the thing about me is I don't really like reading that much. I don't read books. I do read books because I have to, but I'm
it's not your cultural
audiobook
thing
person that I push. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Toni Morrison, obviously OG in the game, shout out. Maybe Toni would get the unfollow because then I could. So
we're blocking Kanye.
But now is that a good
decision? Do you feel bad about
Tony's
your boy?
Dead?
Also, like,
yeah,
he's...
but Tony's like incredible.
I don't want to see.
Than Tony.
No,
the
I'm blocking everyone. Can I block? I'm following Gina and blocking everyone else. I don't care.
I mean, wow.
I don't care.
Oh my god, you just 180.
Yeah. This is an excellent lesson in boundaries.
I take my power back.
Do you know what? Honestly, there's no one else who play that game where they'd go. I'm changing the rules, and we go, yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
No. Yeah, but do you know why? Because I just feel like, do I actually care? I'm doing bit by bit. I'm trying not to make it obvious, but now everyone's going to know. But I'm doing like a massive like unfollow thing where I go
I'm
through like 100, 200 people every
I'm
day. And I'm like, unfollow. Because I just think I don't care. And
people.
Sometimes it is work stuff. Sometimes it's like really interesting things. I still don't care. Like,
you don't need it on your
do
feed.
You know what I mean? Like, if I want to know, I'll sign up to a newsletter or like someone will tell me. Yeah. Like, people are DMing me this stuff every day anyway. So,
yeah,
I think I just want to follow my friends.
So you're just following me.
That's
and
a great idea.
Tony and Kanye, great you're just idea. Elsewhere engaged.
Maybe still follow Kanye. Maybe unfollow Kanye. Maybe block Kanye. Who cares? I don't know.
Look, this is great.
Yeah.
You know what? Really? It doesn't really matter, ultimately.
Also, ultimately, you have a complex relationship with Kanye.
I love Kanye, but also that's a real problem.
I know.
Yes.
And the first podcast I ever recorded was with my friend Swaz, shout out Litmus Podcast.
Oh, I love her.
And we recorded like an episode, and we didn't know that you can't record podcasts time sensitively. Or with time sensitivity because stuff happens in real life like, oh, we've got a recording that's now redundant. So we recorded this whole episode on Kanye and it was like, oh, is Kanye a good person? Like, and I was ride or die. Like, I was like, no, Kanye is the guy. And we literally walked out, went on our phones, and it was when he just said all that stuff about slavery being
a choice.
Yeah. And we're like, we can't even put this out
now.
No, it was a waste of an hour and a half.
Do you know what? Having a conversation on Kanye is like, it could change at any moment.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know just like, I can't even.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
how
too
I feel.
Hard. I just don't talk about him anymore because I'm like, it's too complex.
Yeah,
wouldn't shut up about Kanye.
You stop.
Absolutely love it.
That was really interesting and really great.
Thank you
so much for coming
on.
Great. Do go to our Instagram at Might Delete Later Pod for all of the Instagrams that Ben was discussing. So you know, I'd say get it up and then listen along, but it's too
listen
late
along.
Now.
Stop it.
Go back and re-listen. Please do like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Just give us a little review on the podcast app.
Yes,
love a bit of that. And do message us any sort of deep grid photos that you found of yourself on Instagram. Go right back, and the more embarrassing, the better.
We
will post our favourites, please.
Yes.
Also, we will take Twitter screenshots as well, because Twitter is also very funny when
very
you first
funny.
Start.
Have a little think about your relationship with social media, but it's meant to be fun, ultimately. So if you get upset about it and you don't like the stuff you've posted, don't worry about it. You might as well delete later. Thanks for listening. Love you all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.